ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। सो वी आर लर्निंग द 13th श्लोका where Shankara says that, O Murkha, know the Atman which is established by Shruti as well as Yukti and as different from the Deha, yet it is of the nature of existence, Sat Akaram. But it is tough for a person who doesn't want Moksha to understand or apprehend it. So in the next few shlokas, Shankara tries to explain about the Atman and say that how such an Atman can be one with the body. How can the body be Atman which is like contrary in nature? So this is very similar to Tayoraikyam Prapashyanti Kim Ajnanam Ataparam. So there it was regarding Ajnanam, but here Shankara says that the Atman, it is the Purusha. The Purusha, as we have already learnt in the Gita 15th chapter, the Purusha, Uttama Purusha, that Purusha is one alone, and that Purusha, how can that Purusha be the Deha? How can the Deha be one with the Purusha? So, the next few shlokas end with Katam Syad Deha Kaha Puman. So, Katam Syad, how can it be? What? Deha Kaha, the body be Puman Purusha. So how can this body, Deha Kaha, be or Deham be Purusha? So Purusha word is interpreted in two ways. Shankara himself explains this in many of his Bhashyas. Vidyaranya has explained it beautifully in one of his work, which is titled Anubhuti Prakasham, which is a metrical commentary on the Upanishad. So Shankara explains Purusha, derives the word Purusha in two ways. Purnam anena sarvam iti purushah. Purnam anena sarvam iti purushah. Purnam, that which is full, anena sarvam, in everything that we see. That's why it is called Purusha. That means that which is all pervasive, that which is full, that which is perfect, that which is pervasive in all that we see. That's why it is called Purusha. Purusha means Purnam Anena Sarvam. That which is full, that which is pervasive. Antar Bahishcha Tat Sarvam Vyapyan Narayana Stitah. Narayana Suktam, we have discussed this many times. So that which is internally and externally Vyapyam, Vyapti. That which is pervasive internally and externally in all entities, that's why that is what is called as Purusha. That is with respect to macro or the entire world, with respect to the world, with respect to everything that we see, Purusha is he who pervades everything. And with respect to individual, with respect to an individual, Puri Shete iti Purushah. So Puri means town, Shete means he who lives. So he who lives in the body, in the town of body, he is called Purusha. Navadware Pure Dehi Naiva Kurvanna Karen, Krishna says. So that he, the Purusha, is Naiva Kurvanna Karen, he is neither the Karta nor does he do anything. He doesn't, like, he is not also responsible for actions. And he lives. Navadware Pure Dehi. Dehi. Deham is body. Dehi is one who resides in the body, who lives in the body. He lives in the body, which is a town of Navadvara. Nine openings. We have already discussed that. So Puri Shete iti Purishah. From individual perspective, Purusha is one who resides in the town of body. So whenever we discuss things, we have two aspects. One is called vyashti, the other is called samashti. Vyashti means like it is limited to a particular individual. So vyakti, that is the vyakti means and a person. Vyashti means with respect to an individual. Samashti means total. So individuality and totality. Totality with totality, from totality perspective, Purusha is Purnam Anena Sarvam. He who pervades everything. With respect to individuality, with respect to Vyashti, Purusha is Purishete. He who lives in the body, in the town of body. So that Purusha, this in a way shows that the Vyashti and Samashti is same. That means Tattvamasi, that Tat, which is the ultimate reality, which is Purnam Anena Sarvam, that is same as Purishete. It is same as Tvam, same as the individual Jiva. So the individual is the same as total, which is like interpreted as Sarvam Brahmamayam in short, or Jivo Brahmaiva Naparah. So how can this body be the Purusha? So Shankara, in the same way as he explained Kim Ajnanam Atah Param, he gives contrary qualities of Purusha as well as Deha. So Purusha is here, like we can say, Purusha is Purishete, he who resides in the body. He is the Kutastha Atman, he is the Sakshi, he is one with Brahman. So that Purusha is different from the Deha. So how can the Deha be the Purusha? So he starts it. अहम् शब्देन विख्यात एक एव स्थितः परः स्थूलस्त्वनेकतां प्राप्तः कथं स्याद्देहकः पुमान्। सो अहम् शब्देन विख्यातः अहम् शब्देन विख्यातः ही हू इज termed or denoted by the word aham. So aham shabdena vikyata, he who is denoted, vikyata denoted or known, aham shabdena by the word aham, that is Purusha. And he is ekayeva, he is one alone, he is not multiple, he is one alone. Ekayeva stitaha, he is one alone. Paraha, he is, and paraha means like that which is different. So that which is different from this aham shabda atman, aham shabda purusha, he is tulaha, he is tulam. What is that he here? It is the body is tulam, body is gross, and the gross body is anekatam praptaha, he is. The body is anekatam praptaha, he is many. So we know that gross bodies, the gross body that we know, the sthula sharira, there are too many sthula sharira. I have my sthula sharira, you have your sthula sharira, Bill Gates has his sthula sharira, George Bush has his sthula sharira. Similar with any person. So everyone has their own sthula sharira. So sthula sharira is many, whereas the Atman, the Purusha who resides in them is one alone. So where does it say that the Purusha is one alone? Because consciousness is different in different people. I have my consciousness, you have your consciousness, somebody else has their own consciousness. So that means Purusha, Prajnanam Brahma, the Prajnanam of Purusha is different in each being. Then how do you say that Purusha is one alone? So this is where we say that what is meant by Purusha here is the Kutastha. So the Kutastha is one alone. Even as a sun gets reflected in many buckets filled with water, similarly one Kutastha, one ultimate reality of Brahman, one Uttama Purusha gets reflected into many beings, therefore creating many Jivas. So we can consider that Jivas are many, the reflections are many, whereas the original is one alone. Again, we don't need to go that much into it if we just explain. Though the jivas are also seeming to be many, it is one jiva's ignorance which makes him see other jivas. What are the two states that are possible in a single person? One is the state of ignorance, one is the state of realization. A person who is realized will know that there is only Brahman here. So for such a person, there is no many jivas. There is only one jiva, and that jiva is jivo brahmaiva naparaha. That jiva is Brahman alone. Everything, whatever exists, is Brahman alone. But for an ajnani, in the state of bandham, in the state of bondage, the jivas or an individual sees many jivas. He sees many conscious beings. So this many or multitude is caused out of ajnanam, one's own ajnanam. So my ajnanam makes me think that there are many jivas who are different from me. Whereas if I am realized, if jnana, I am a jnani, if I have gained knowledge, then I'll know that there is only one Purusha, there is only one jiva, there is only one Brahman. So in Vedanta there are two split views. There is Aneka Jivavadam and Eka Jivavadam. Aneka Jivavadam means many jivas are there. Eka Jivavadam means only one jiva is there. It's a sidetrack, like I don't want to get distracted into it. It's a different topic. There are a few threads I think I had already sent you. You can go through the few threads, like where this Eka Jivavadam and Aneka Jivavadam is discussed in depth. But for now, we can say the consciousness in each one of us is one alone, because there cannot be many consciousness. One, there cannot be many consciousness. Why there can't be many consciousness? Consciousness has the power of illumining things. So if there are two consciousness, then imagine one consciousness illumines the other consciousness, the other consciousness illumines this consciousness. But we know that consciousness is self-illumining, self-luminous. For such an entity which is self-luminous, it doesn't require any other light. If there is any other light, then that means there is some fault. It's like telling two suns are there. We know that there is only one sun for the earth. We cannot have two suns because both are contradictory in nature, both are inimical in nature. It's like bringing together two people who are competitors together. They will fight amongst themselves and either one person will get killed. So we cannot have multiple consciousness. Consciousness can be one alone. Consciousness is one alone. There is no multiple consciousness. It's only our ignorance which makes us think that the consciousness in me is different from the consciousness in you. Whereas the consciousness in both of us is the same. That is what is called as Purusha. It is one alone. Only the reflection is different in each person. As is the reflection, so a person thinks that, okay, my nature is different, your nature is different, because reflection is in intellect. Intellect, nature of intellect is different, therefore it seems different. So Purusha is one alone. Purusha is known by the word Aham, whereas Sharira is known by the word, we have already seen, Mama. So my body. So Sharira is Mama, whereas Purusha is Aham. Purusha is one, Ekah, whereas Sharira is Aneka. So such a deha, so how can there be similarity or identity between the deha and the Purusha? Such a deha and such a Purusha. So katam sya deha kah puman. How can this body be Purusha? How can be the Purusha and body be the same thing? So Shankara continues this. Aham drishtataya siddho देहो दृश्यतया स्थितः ममायमिति निर्देशात् कथं स्यात् देहकपुमान्. शंकर सेज अहम् दृष्टतया सिद्धः. आई और पुरुष इज नोन एज द दृष्टा, इज प्रूव्ड एज द दृष्टा. दृष्टा इज द सब्जेक्ट, वेर एज दृश्यम इज द ऑब्जेक्ट, वेर एज देहम, देहो दृश्यतया स्थितः. देहम रिसाइड्स एज ए दृश्य, एज एन ऑब्जेक्ट. वी नो फॉर श्योर दैट द यूसेज, हाउ डू वी नो देहम इज द दृश्य? ममायमिति निर्देशात्, बिकॉज of the nirdesha, because of the usage. Nirdesham, nirdesham means instruction, but we can say usage. So nirdeshat, usage of what? Mama I am iti, I am mama iti, this is mine. Thus usage, because of that we know that the deha is drishya. Deha is drishya, whereas aham or purusha is drishta, drishta or the seer or the drik, we can say. So katam syat deha kapuman, so how can I be the deha, how can the purusha be the deha? So here Shankara introduces the two terms of drik and drishyam, drishta and drishyam. Drishyam is the object, drik is the seer, the person who witnesses or sees the object. Drik is ever existing, whereas drishyam depends on drik. So drik is independent, drishyam is dependent. That means drik is eternal, whereas drishyam is non-eternal. How do we know drik is eternal? The same drik is there in waking state, in dream state and in deep sleep state, whereas drishyam is different. Drishyam, the drishyam in waking state vanishes in dream state, the drishyam in dream state vanishes in waking state, and both the drishyams of dream and waking state vanish in the drishyam of deep sleep state. But drik is still there. So that means drik is eternal, whereas drishyam is temporary. Temporary or anityam, therefore it is called unreal or asad. So the drik is always there, drik is blissful, drik is always there, whereas drishyam is temporary and therefore sorrowful. So such a drishya, I cannot be the drishya. And the deha, which is the drishya, and I am the purusha, who is the drik, both can never be same. So katam syat deha kapuman, how can the purusha be the deha? Because purusha is the drik, deha is the drishyam. Drik and drishyam are completely different, as you have seen, like the few characteristics. We don't even need to go into characteristics. We know for sure that the object that I see is surely distinct or different from me. If the object that I see is not different from me, then I can't see it. How? Then I and the object become same. If I and the object become same, then I cannot perceive the object. Perception is possible only when I am different from the object that I perceive. I can perceive a pot only because I am different from the pot. I can perceive the laptop only because I am different from the laptop. I can perceive even the idol in a temple only because I am different from the idol. So that is the reason why Vedanta says that Nirvikaram and Nirvikalpam. Brahman is without any form. If we have a form, Vishnu has a form. That means I can perceive that form. So if I perceive that form, then I am different from the form. If I am different from the form is an object of my perception. Form is a drishya, whereas I am the drik. Drishyas are always temporary, whereas the drik alone is eternal and real. Therefore, the drishya of Sakaram or Saguna Brahman in the form of Vishnu, in the form of Shiva, in the form of Krishna, all those are unreal because those are drishya. Drik alone is the purusha. Drik is that purusha who is Swayam Prakasham, who cannot be known, because the seer cannot be known. Even as we cannot see our eyes, our eyes can perceive everything. It can see everything except itself. Oh, can't I see my eyes in a mirror? Yes, we can see. But is it a real image that we see? It is a mirror image. It is not a right image. Our left eye is seen as right and right eye is seen as left. That means it is a faulty one. It's not a real image, right image. Therefore, even as our eyes can perceive or see everything, yet it cannot be seen by itself. Similarly, the seer of Drik, of Purusha or Atman, cannot be seen. It is never a drishya. Rupam drishyam lochanam drikta drishyam driktu manasam drishyadi vrittaya sakshi drigeva natu drishyati. Bharati Tirtha in Drik Drishyaveka, very first shloka, he says Rupam drishyam. Rupam is the drishyam with respect to lochanam drik, with respect to the drik of lochanam, of eyes. Rupam, any form, any object that we see is the drishyam. And so the Lochanam is the final drik? No. For the Drishyam of Lochanam, Tad Drishyam Drik Tu Manasam, mind. Mind is the drik for eyes. So I see objects. I see people walking around. When I started from my home today morning, I went for a walk, I saw thousands of people, yet I didn't see them. So some people like called back after a couple of days saying, I walked past you and you didn't even notice me. So the eye was there, but what was missing? The drik of mind was not there. Mind was not fixed on the drishya of eye to make it work. So the eye is the drishya for the drik of mind. And for the mind and its thoughts, drishya divrittayah. For the drishyam of divrittihi, of the thoughts of the mind, vrittis of the mind, sakshi drig. Sakshi is the drig. And drigeva, sakshi is drig alone, and that sakshi of atman, that drig, natu drishyate, it is never a drishya. So the eye is the drik with respect to objects, whereas it is drishyam with respect to mind. Similarly, the mind is the drik with respect to sense organs, whereas it is a drishyam with respect to the sakshi atman. But the sakshi atman natu drishyate, it can never be seen, because it is the seer of everything. So I am the seer of everything. That's the reason why all form, all gunam, anything with gunam or anything with form, even if it be like Vishnu or Shiva, yet that is not the reality, because the ultimate reality of Brahman or Atman or Purusha, Uttama Purusha, is the seer who is never seen. I am the Aham Drishtataya Siddhah. I am the Drik or Drishta, whereas Drishyam is the Deha. And the Deha is known as the Drishyam because of the usage, my body. I am Mama, this is mine. Therefore, Katam Sya Dehaka Puman. So, how can the Purusha be the same with body? How can the body be the Purusha? So, Shankara continues. Aham vikarahi nastu deho nityam vikaravan iti pratiyate sakshat katam sya deha kappuman. So till now Shankara said, I am eka, whereas deha is aneka. I am drik, whereas deha is drishyam. And he here introduces the term vikaram. We have already seen that the Atman is of the nature of nirvikaram. Shankara said, nirvikaro nirakaro niravadyoham abhyeha, in the 25th shloka. So, I am aham vikara heena hatu. I am vikara heena. I am without any change. How can you say I am without any change? Because starting from the time of birth till the time of death, the eye is same. The body grows. Body goes from the state of childhood to adult, to youth, to like middle age and to old age. Yet I am same. That is why one of the great persons, I forgot the name, there is a Western philosopher who said, men may come, men may go, but I live forever. Men may come, men may go. People come, people go, yet I live forever. So the I that he means is not the Deha, because Deham will vanish. The I is the Atman. So aham vikara heenahatu. I don't have any vikaram. I cannot have any change, any modification. Whereas Deho nityam vikaravan. Deha is not vikaravan, but nityam vikaravan. Ever changing, ever into modification. We know that if we talk to a scientific person, he would say, or biological person, he would say that the cells in our body are constantly changing. Body is made up of cells. So that is constantly changing. Long before science discovered it, Shankara and the Shruti has said that. Yet science, it's a different story altogether. But Deham is, as per science as well, it is ever changing. So Deha Nityam Vikaravan is ever changing. ever into change, ever into modifications, whereas I am without any change, without any modification. How do you know that the deham is ever changing? Iti pratiyate sakshat. Iti pratiyate, thus is perceived. I am perceived as without change, whereas the deham is perceived as ever changing. Sakshat means direct experience. Nobody needs to tell a person that his body is changing. Everybody knows. That's why people say, I have grown old. That is adhyasam there. If the person doesn't differentiate between the real I and the I that is associated with the body. Both are superimposed, both are like mixed, therefore I am growing old. We ask any person, ask any young person, he would say, I am growing old, I am afraid now. Why? I am growing old. Ask a middle-aged person, he would say, I am very worried. Why? I have like 2 children. They are studying in college. They haven't even got married. I am afraid that I am growing old and I will not be able to see my grandchildren. Ask an old age person, he would say, I am counting my days, yet I haven't seen my grandchildren. If grandchildren is there, then what? I have seen my grandchildren, but I want to see their marriage as well. So, ask any person, it is a matter of one's direct experience that the body is constantly changing, whereas I, starting from the time that I am born till the time I die, I am the same. I am vikarahinaha. I am without any vikaram. I am without any change, whereas the body is ever changing. This is matter of direct sakshat experience. Sakshat means direct, without any other medium. It's a matter of one's own direct experience. Nobody needs to tell it. So how can the deha, this body which is vikaram, which is nityam vikaravan, which is ever changing, be the same as vikarahinaha or nirvikara atman or purusha? This is also the reason why Vedanta clearly negates any form, whether it is that of Vishnu or Shiva, as not Purusha, as not Brahman, because it is changing. It is full of change. Any form changes, even as the body or the tree or any other form, it changes. So Shankara continues this analysis. Yasmat paramiti shrutya taya purusha lakshanam vinirnitam vimudhena katam syat deha kappuman. So here Shankara uses shruti. He says, yasmat param iti shrutya taya purusha lakshanam. Taya purusha lakshanam, that purusha lakshanam, that nature of the purusha, vinirnitam. Vinirnitam, nirnayam. We know the word nirnayam means ascertain. So vinirnitam means visheshena nirnitam, ascertaining in a very clear way. So shrutya, by shruti, shruti has beyond doubt clearly ascertained the nature of the purusha. Vimudena, shruti is not words of ajnanis, but vimudhas, vimuda. Muda are people, we know, ignorant people. Vimuda means vigata mudaha. That means people who are devoid of ignorance, meaning wise people. So wise people in the shruti, as well as wise people through the shruti. We can have two meanings here. Shrutya, by shruti, vimudena, wise people have vinirnitam, have established, have ascertained that purusha lakshanam, the quality, the nature of purusha is yasmat param iti, that which is supreme, that which is different from everything, that which is higher, that which is supreme than what we can perceive, the body, the mind, the sense organs, the sense objects, etc. Therefore, katam sya dehaka puman. Therefore, how can this body be the Purusha? Because Shruti clearly says that Purusha is distinct from the body, Purusha is higher than the body, Purusha is a knower of the body. Therefore, and this has been ascertained by Vimudaha, by people who are wise, who don't have ignorance, realized, saints have ascertained, have learned, have experienced through the scriptural statements that the self or Purusha is clearly different as well as supreme or superior than the body. Then how can this body be the Purusha? So scriptures in many places it speaks about the body being different from the Purusha or the Purusha being higher. There are many Shruti statements. Nothing really comes into my mind now, but we can quote many Shruti statements which say about even Indriyas and other things. So body is something we know that is different from the Purusha. So Shruti says body is higher than the Purusha. This is a Shruti statement. We can find out from where Yasmat Param, Yasmat Parasmat, somewhere it is in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, if I am right. So there Shruti says that the Purusha is higher than the body. So that Purusha which is higher than the body, through Shruti Vakyam or statements of the Shruti, as well as ascertained by various Mahatmas, Vimudaha, by people who don't have ignorance. So how is that body the same from this Purusha which is higher than the body? That means the body is clearly different from the Purusha. This body cannot be the same as Purusha. How is this body same as Purusha? Means body cannot be the Purusha. So Shankara continues again. Sarvam Purushaye Veti Sukte Purusha Sanyate Apyuchyate Yata Shrutya Katam Syat Deha Kappuman. So Sarvam Purusha Eva. So this is from the Sahasra Shirsha Purusha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva Atyatishtad Dashangulam Purusha Eva Idagum Sarvam Purusha Eva Idagum Sarvam Yad Bhutam Yascha Bhavyam. So that is Purusha Sukta says Sarvam Purusha Eva Idagum Sarvam. Purusha Sukta says that Sarvam Purusha Eva Idagum Sarvam. Whatever is there here, that is Purusha alone. Sarvam Purusha Eva, everything is Purusha alone. Idam Sarvam Yad Bhutam Yascha Bhavyam. So that which is past, that which was there in the past, that which is there in the present, that which is will be there in the future, all those are Purusha alone. So Sarvam Purusha Eva Iti Sukte Purusha Sanyate Api Uchyate. So it has been said by the Purusha Sukta, it has been declared, it has been established, Purusha Sanyate, that which is termed as the Purusha, is present everywhere. So everywhere is this Purusha alone. Yataha Shrutya Yasmat Shrutya, since Shruti, through Shruti, Shrutya Api Uchyate, it has also been said by Shruti of Purusha Sukta that with the term of Purusha, that Sarvam Purusha Eva, that everything is this Purusha, therefore how can this Deha be the Purusha? Shankara is here like after giving the logic that Purusha is Eka whereas Deha is Aneka, Purusha is Drishta or Drik whereas Deha is Drishyam, Purusha is Nirvikaram whereas Deham is Vikaram, then he is giving Shruti quotations to support, to justify his statement that Purusha is clearly different from the Deha. So Purusha is present everywhere, Purusha is all pervasive, as I said, Ane Purnam Anena Sarvam Iti Purushaha, he who is present in full everywhere, pervasive, all pervasive, that is called Purusha. Whereas we know that the Deha is limited. Deha is not all pervasive, Deha is limited to a particular space, limited or restrained to a particular space or particular area. Whereas the Purusha is all pervasive. So that Purusha who is all pervasive, whereas Deham is limited, that Purusha has to be clearly different from the Deha. So the Deha cannot be the same as Purusha. I will stop here. Hari Om.